this is an automatic thing. We used to have to push another button on that. Speaking of this, did you change a contract or something about with this?
No.
Or was still, it was whatever we had before is continued on?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we passed an agenda around. You have a motion to...
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda.
Any additions? Okay.
Second.
Okay, Fiske seconds. Any discussion? Any additions to the agenda? All in favor?
Aye.
Public comments?
Any public comment?
I haven't seen the agenda.
Sorry. Oh, it's... Okay. Did we even put that? Is that online?
Yeah.
I think
it
is, right? Yeah. Oh, that is. That's right. It's right at the top page of the website.
Do we have extra copies?
Yeah.
You've never had anyone ask? What?
No, I haven't. Thank you.
All right, President's report.
What was I going to talk about? All right.
I never really ever know. I mean,
I don't either. You know, I don't have any notes. Really not much to say.
Mm-hmm.
Nice service for John. I think maybe you're going to talk about that in your... John Sumner's service was very nice. Just as for general information, there was a citation issued for somebody who left things outside the dumpsters here. And we called the sheriff and they found out who it was and they cited them. So I'm going to continue to do that. Well, apparently we've had a camera destroyed. That one of the cameras that we set up has been knocked off, disabled.
Right.
So, why? You know, what's going wrong with people?
Right.
Okay.
So who would be in charge of fixing that? You guys put it up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's in the station. It's actually, I think it's okay.
Okay.
A little bit.
It's not busted. It was just knocked off.
Yeah.
Okay. So who are you?
I'm going to charge it and put it back up. I'll do it later.
Okay. I'm just curious. Okay.
Do we need to put it up higher on the pole where they can't reach it?
Possibly.
Can you electrify it anyway?
But I thought to pull it off. I have to pull off the charge every few weeks.
I see.
Yes.
A birdhouse. Yeah. All right.
Put a camera around it.
Okay. I want to talk about the trash. I'll go ahead and talk about the trash then, too. We're in the garbage business, obviously. So there are three options for garbage. Best pick, Patriot and Waste Management. Best pick has been the best so far until this last couple of weeks.
Right.
When over the holidays they decided they had a sick driver and the other driver just decided he wasn't going to come out here. But they did come on Sunday and finally picked up, but that was a mess. I took three of my dump trailers to the dump, 1,400 pounds, 2 400-pound loads. And somebody put something in, but I didn't see what it was, didn't pay any attention, so I had a 600-pound load. It was even less full than the others. So people continue to put stuff in there. They are now sensitized to the fact that we don't like the fact that they don't come, but they did call me at least and say because of the ice Monday they didn't come, and we had enough volume to handle that. But if there's a holiday, we have, seven dumpsters out there?
Yeah.
And they weren't full until yesterday afternoon, completely full, and then they came yesterday afternoon, so they're empty again now. So if you have a storm again this weekend, he may not come again Monday. I don't know how to balance that out. Waste management's very, very difficult to deal with. You have a call center. You never get to talk to anybody. These two companies are local, at least, and you can call a representative, at least. So that's just the nature of the beast. I have more dumpsters put out there, but then they charge us more. Each lift, every time they lift one of those things, they charge us. So.
Well, we had when we had Patriot, we had a lot of issues with them, didn't we?
We had a lot of issues with Patriot. Yeah, Patriot was not easy to deal with.
Right.
That's why we're a best pick.
Okay.
So then, with that being said, I think we should probably put out some kind of a public notice saying that we actually have, for the first time, cited, and we will continue to cite people for public dumping, just so people realize that, you know what, if you stop by and you can't remember the code and you put a couple of boxes of garbage down, you might get a $500 fine, even if you're a subscriber.
We changed the language in the contract.
Okay.
Slightly too.
Yeah.
So, you know, people that are reading and renewing the contract, it's clearly stated in this.
Okay. I just thought as a backup, just to put it on the website or however.
I just don't want to do that personally, but, you know, you guys can override that if you want. But we're citing them. It's good that we know. We talk about it here.
Mm-hmm.
The word will spread that, you know, because the first time I did this, the person that they thought had left the article was contacted by the sheriff. They were very upset.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still hearing about that. So.
Were they members or not?
No, they were fine, but whoever reported them was not right.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
Right.
I see.
And the fact that we were doing the investigation
right.
sent them into a spiral upward.
I understand.
Right.
Right.
So, but that's just life. So.
Is the fine $500?
I have no idea.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's up to the judge,
right.
I suspect.
Right.
That's what it says on the front.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where that comes from.
It's on their dumpsters.
It's on their dumpsters, and I put a little announcement on for us too. This is no garbage. I mean, only garbage. No trees.
Building
no tree trimmings.
Right.
No construction debris. I didn't use the word appliances, so
mm-hmm.
I will probably use appliances.
And was this stuff that was actually dumped in the dumpster or next to the dumpster?
The cardboard was put on the ground next to the dumpster,
mm-hmm.
but it had a name on it.
Okay.
So we had a place to go.
Okay.
But the stuff that went in the dumpster was not household garbage. It was broken glass. It was two broken shelves,
mm-hmm.
and some other stuff. That
building supply and household.
Yeah,
market.
Just, you know, not garbage. And not anybody that lived there. It was somebody from outside the area.
Mm-hmm.
They just hauled it back out here and dumped it. So, anyway.
All right.
Secretary's report.
Minutes sent out from the last meeting. No major updates.
All right. I would like to make a motion to accept that and waive the actual reading of the minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Any discussion about the secretaries of the minutes? All in favor? All in favor? Say
aye.
Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Boy. Aye.
The only aye I got was from the audience. Treasurer's report.
Okay, as of New Year's Eve, we brought the new year in at just in checking and savings, we have $211,075.74. And basically, but it's just total like liquid assets along those lines, it's a total of $214,279.65. And then when we add our fixed assets into it, the building, the vehicles, the machinery equipment, we have a total of assets of $322,651.66.
Okay. You know, Dan, I know he does this all the time, adds all those assets
right.
and things in there, but it really, for me, it makes it difficult for me to pick out what the actual cash flow is.
Well, the level of cash right now is at $214,279.
Right, $211.
Do you mean what has come in versus what our...
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I'll get that next.
Okay.
Oh,
all
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
You got the look.
Portion.
I've seen that look before. Not lately.
So basically, okay, we had a good month with the newsletters doing this job. We had a good month in terms of contributions and everything. So we have about $7,575 in contributions. As of just last month. We had some fundraisers, merchandising was a help. And so fundraising income was, okay, so basically everything right now, just the total interest income we got over last month was $29,582.89.
Okay, now I'll ask a question.
I'm still going.
Oh, okay.
So basically, so now we have our expenses. So we have our credit cards were down pretty good. We have bookkeeping. We have firefighting expenses, morale expenses. We had no fundraisers during the summer anyway, so that was down. So right now we have total expenses of $18,324.57. So with our other income, one of the big things we got back, we had state reimbursement. That was $18,740. That was one of the big income.
Mm-hmm.
So with all that said, we came out of it after this month with a profit of like $11,258.42.
So total income after everything was $29,000.
Well, total income, but
right.
After expenses, it's $11,258.42.
Right. Okay, so where do they hold? Where did he put this reimbursement from the state?
He puts it in as an income.
He does. Because what I saw was $24,000 in the bank.
Let me look.
I didn't see it in the income.
Okay, so state reimbursement. Down near the bottom of the ordinary income expense. Not near the bottom, I'm sorry. It's right above gross profit.
Oh, it's at the bottom. Okay.
See, so it says...
All right, so he didn't classify it as income. Huh?
It's line 4350, and it's at $18,740.
Okay.
$740, that's what the government takes.
Okay. All right, yeah, because I was doing it on this small screen anyway, and I was trying to reconcile why we had $24,000 worth of deposits in the bank account,
right.
But we only had $7,000 worth of income, you know, donations.
Right, right.
So,
right.
But I knew that we had this reimbursement thing. Anyway, sorry, I just...
That's
right.
What was that reimbursement for?
Out our trucks.
No, so yeah, trucks and firefighters. Yeah.
Mark Keegan is on an IMC and takes behind John is a red bag that sits next to him on the incidents, and that makes money for the department.
Okay. You can call it the golden bag.
Very good.
Cool.
Okay. So,
make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Second.
May I ask you a question?
No.
Sure.
No.
At the end.
At the end.
Yeah.
At the
okay.
End.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Fire chief's report. Oh, we got all in favor.
Aye.
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 Roger.
Okay. We have two calls, a hazmat call and a medical call. Trainings. We've had a helicopter operations. We had a Native Airlines helicopter here, and we also worked on vehicle extrication fleet. We'll be starting the process of converting Patrol 81 into Command 81 or Command 801. You have to be determined the naming of it. Facilities. Firefighter Mesa and Station Boss Miller led the effort to get the station area painted for free. It was free labor from Granite Mountain Painters and free material from Dunn Edwards. Long overdue, and it looks awesome. Personnel, Walker Fire hosted the memorial service for retired chief John Sumner. We provided the venue, logistics, which is food, and ground support. We helped people park. The service was well attended and a very appropriate way to honor the man as well as the department's own history. Yavapai County Fire Chiefs following up on donated extrication equipment from Prescott Chief, Prescott Fire Chief Dennis Light and Devin Dorth both got a kick out of how old our previous set was. Keeping interaction with the bigger professional departments more personal like this is an easy way for us to maintain strong relationships to the department's benefit, plus it makes the role of being chief more fun. I put that in here. PRCC, the PRCC annual budget meeting is scheduled for January 24th. Shouldn't be any big surprises. Their big install is already done. We've got a payment schedule from, you know, previous board meetings that shouldn't be changing. Personnel, this is just an update from last month. I sold one more book. It's another $6.93. I'm just using these reports to keep track. It's the
sure.
Of these. I'm never going to get
sure.
$10.99 for this, at least as of now. But that's it.
Any questions for Roger?
I guess it has to do with the painting of the station. But thanks again. That was
awesome.
A huge effort. huge effort, and it just came out great. Who actually went to Dunn Edwards and asked them to donate material?
Contractor
did. Oh, that's great. So I think what I'd like to do is, I remember seeing an email showing that you guys had facilitated this. Where was it sent out? Was it sent out to the community ever as a thanks? Not only a thanks to you guys, but also to Dunn Edwards and Granite Mountain. We need to just make sure
they were no.
They were.
Yeah, we gave a letter.
Okay, and it was. I mean, but was it an email that went to the community to thank them? As far as you know.
It was on our Facebook page, but not
okay.
Not on the.
All right, I'd like to have Chris send it out, if that's okay. Just
sure.
A special thanks, because I think people in the community need to know. People are always looking for painters. It's just nice to know, hey, we've got one that was willing to step up for nothing and
that's
help
true.
With the department. I think it's a feather in their cap. So, okay, I'll take care of that. Okay.
Yes, Steve.
Did you say the new extrication equipment is being used right now
in
some
production
you've been training with
it? We've trained with it. It's on Patrol 85.
Okay.
And so it's in service. We've rotated the old ones out of service. Of course, still have it.
What
do
you
do
with the old
one? Still looking into it. There's kind of a couple of different options. Hearst will actually buy it back, gut it, and make trophies. We kind of talked about that before. You know, spending $400 to ship it there to get $450 back. I don't know the economics of it. We may hand it, you know, kind of like pay it forward to a department smaller than us. Was another thing that came up. So it's kind of, there's a couple of different things.
The helicopter thing. How many times have they been in here? A couple of times this year, it sounds like, right?
No,
training or what?
Just training.
Yeah.
But yeah, they come. It's usually once a year. I mean,
okay.
We probably had, an average of once a year come back.
Okay, but it just seemed like we're just recently they were here, not so long ago, for training too. Because you had pins and everything, or that was this is
that was the same.
That was this month or this last week.
Yeah, the first training in December. They came. They gave us a presentation.
Oh, okay.
The flight medic and nurse, and then the pilot landed.
Yeah. Okay. Years are merging together for me, I guess. The Sumner, you mentioned in that we handle the logistics, meaning we handle the logistics, meaning you personally?
Well, I don't know if that needs to be reflected here.
I understand, but I mean, I understand it was your commitment, but it's also something probably could fit in your budget for morale purposes, you know, if you wanted to do that.
The matter is
okay. All right. Well, thank you, Robert. It was a very nice service. It was really well done. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions for the chief? How about
I'd like to make
motion?
A motion to accept the fire chief's report.
Second.
I don't know what we do without you, John. When you're not here. Ooh, look at that hand. Hand stuck in there.
Oh, man.
My fire
one of the guns there.
All right.
To work.
Committee reports, Lauren's not here. We talked about the garbage. So, and you wanted to mention Walker Day.
Yeah. Walker Day is always a huge, huge chore for me. I think I've done it 5 years, and last year was kind of a rain out, but it was still, that was a community builder. I'll tell you, Clyde and I were, a lot of us just working in the torrential rain trying to have a yard sale.
Yes.
It was
we made money at it.
We made money, you know. We still we had a rained out Walker Day.
Yeah,
we brought in
$6,000.
You did.
Yeah, I was thick as a dog.
Right. I guess I was talking with Bill about this the other day. And we've got plenty of dough in the bank. We don't do a Walker Day really as a fundraiser. Not like we need funds right now, but it is a community builder. However, we have pancake breakfast. We've got. So we've got other moments where the community gets together. So the question is, can I take a year off of Walker Day? I'm happy to do a big yard sale. The yard sale is always kind of fun, and that's tradition, and it gives people a chance to get rid of their stuff. But Bill was really thinking, no, we should do the dogs and music and whatever else we do. And so I guess that's kind of the question to the board is, should we move forward and continue to plan on Walker Day? If so, then all I would ask is that I could really get 4 or 5 people to commit to big chunks of Walker Day just to take the pressure off my shoulders.
Yeah, because it's a lot of work.
It is. It's probably a 100-hour project. start to finish. It's just, and now I have my little business that's actually getting busy. It's just more of a challenge. So.
I really don't care how busy you are.
That's one of the many things I love about you, Bill. Yeah.
Well,
you say what doesn't kill you. Well, we'll kill you later. That's how that goes. Yeah. So the five big chunks of Walker Day, one thing that I wanted to do was to have a car show. And because I'm trying to, we did the artist market, and I thought that was really successful, but not for the artists.
Yeah.
You know, people came from a long ways away, and they would set up, and I don't think they made nearly that, enough to make a control.
I actually talked to some people there who said, yeah, it was great, but the things were so expensive there.
Yeah.
We were set up to,
yeah, it's like,
you know, do the kiddie rides and...
Right. Not everything was expensive. Terry had cool stuff there. I had my mirrors. I mean, it was nice. Roger had photographs and stuff. I mean,
it wasn't nice.
Yeah.
The thing is, I priced it accordingly.
Yeah.
Knowing the community.
Yes. You're not.
Okay, this is not Scottsdale.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right.
And that's what you do.
Right.
So I thought. Do we not have enough artists?
You know,
that's an aggressive word. Do we not have enough artists locally to populate something like that?
I bet we could get.
Someone doesn't drive 100 miles.
I bet we could get.
Trying to sell $300.
10 people locally. I bet we could get 10 people locally. However, it takes me 30 minutes per person to get them signed up. Trying to get someone to commit.
I tried to help you with that last year, but you gave it to Rudy.
I tried to, and then it was a nuisance for him too. But it was like the amount I have to talk to 75 artists to get 10 of them to send me a check for $25. It's certainly not worth my time. It'd be better just to give them the space for free.
Okay.
And then I could give them the sign. I mean, anyway, I thought, you know what, a car show is a lot easier. There's a lot of guys with cool cars that would like to display them for nothing, but I still kind of want them to sign up. So.
But you're talking about the event like it's going to happen.
Well, I'm saying
we haven't had the discussion whether or not we're going
to
have it.
No, well, I'm happy to go that direction. I'm going to guess that you're going to bully this. I mean, you're going to lovingly, gently massage this thing through. So
I'll point out to you that
yeah.
I have in some of the stuff that I've found lately, there was a Walker Day that brought in $58.
Okay? Wow!
Now, and that came as a result of events, not you know. Once you break the tradition,
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult to start it back up again. Even when we, 5 years ago,
right.
the startup, even
right.
though they had been having them on
right.
a regular basis.
Because there's no momentum.
There's no momentum for
right,
them.
Right, right.
So,
and you're right. I went from $3,000 to a $11,000 Walker Day in 5 years.
Yeah,
right.
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 And the other side of it is that no matter how much money we have, I mean, we are flush. There's no question about it. But you can't buy Roger's $500,000 fire truck.
That is correct.
You know, so
even with
that. Yeah, right. I mean,
it's nice they've agreed. Let's not get that.
You're even if you came out of land here, Roger.
It was for $250,000, but
Roger Day.
No,
double, Roger.
So I think that given the atmosphere in around the firefighting services and the change, it's not like you can go. As we talk about flip flops and you know claw hammers to cut a fire line anymore, there are costs and the Zoll, for instance, that we've been talking about the trying to find a used one and whether or not you're going to actually find one of those medical devices.
Right,
it's $20,000. We have one. I don't know what the issue is with that, but it would be if we had a second one, we could send it out on fires and things. So there's. So I don't think there's any reason to slow down trying to put money in the bank because when you do have a slowdown like we did you know, some years ago,
right, right.
Then that money can get eaten up pretty quick.
I definitely think Walker Day should happen. It's a community thing like you started out saying.
Sure.
And people do love it. I know people from Prescott who come in. I know people from Phoenix who come all the way up here.
Yeah.
And they love it. And it gives Prescott the chance to thank us for their existence, because without Walker, Prescott wouldn't exist.
Right. And where else can we see these high-pressure, high-tension guys getting along together, cooking hamburgers?
Oh, man. One thing I'm going to say, and this is going to sound aggressive, John, but the time to have this conversation of, I kind of don't want to be the Walker Day chair is in August. It's not
mm-hmm.
in the middle of winter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying I don't want to be the chair. I just need more help
okay.
from Africa.
The time to have this conversation is 5 months ago.
Right.
We can't wait. We did this last year. We can't wait till the middle of winter
mm-hmm.
to decide. I'm not pushing back that it's too big for one person. That's not my point. Mm-hmm. But we can't have that realization 4 or 5 months before the event.
But I will commit to help you.
Okay, good. Good. I mean, if that's the case, that's
on
great.
I will too.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
When is, what day is it?
It's in June.
16th.
Okay.
I think our kind of our proposed
June?
Date
mid-June
16th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll help.
Yeah. Good. I mean, again, if I can get some people that will really commit early on, that
is
would
that
be great.
Bingo?
And yet, Roger, I appreciate why you're saying that. There was a time when they would start having Walker Day meetings in August, and there was a committee, and it was a 2-day event as well. So I've kind of pared this thing down to really 3 hours
15.
Plus a yard sale.
June 15th.
That starts earlier. June 15th?
Yeah.
Okay.
No bingo that month, huh?
And I kind of keep making it a little earlier, so it's not on the Bluegrass Festival weekend also, so it's less likely to be rained out. You know, usually it's July before the rainy season. Last year was just the perfect storm right exactly at the moment of Walker Day.
Okay.
Oh, well. Thanks for a good story.
Consensus is, yes, Walker Day, yeah, Walker Day, yes, Walker Day, yes, Walker Day. Okay.
Possible. Yeah, I'm for it. If we're here, I will help you.
Oh, no, in terms not to help. I think you can work the details out if we're going to do that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
all
in favor of Walker
Day. So we'll do Walker Day. Okay.
And John does do a absolutely fantastic.
He really
does.
Yeah, he really does.
He really works up.
Johnny Walker.
But he does not. He's not real good about acknowledging the tremendous amount of work that we put in the back of the junkyard. In the yard.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
He will this year.
old business. Station Wi-Fi and security. You get those cameras up, Clyde.
And they're working with us to do well.
Okay, and then what about the alarm system?
I haven't done anything on that. I need to get a hold of the people that we're using for the system and have them inspect it.
Okay, because the pads are needing
which,
to be...
Which are the pads?
Well, the one in the... I had trouble with the one inside the garage the other day. I couldn't even get it to work.
You mean actually getting into the garage? Or
no, getting to turn the alarm off.
Okay, all right.
So...
They each have their quirks.
Yeah, and one inside too.
Yeah.
They're old.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And they used to be monitored, but they're not monitored anymore.
Ring?
Yeah, Ring doorbell. And drive everybody crazy
they're
with the Ring doorbell.
Not monitored anymore?
No. The alarm's not monitored.
When did we stop that?
As far as I know, it hasn't been since 2010.
Maybe I need to find an alarm company and have them come inspect it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do we want to pay for monitoring?
Yeah.
I'm sure willing to monitor the cameras.
Okay. The newsletter. All right. The newsletter went out finally at the end of it didn't hit the hard copy didn't hit until after the first of the year or just right at the end of the year. But we put it online. But we need to have the next newsletter needs to go in April. No question, because you have to have 30 days before the election to have the announcements of people who want to run for the office, for the board vacancies. And I thought I had put the election in here. I did not.
You did. Further down, nominating committee?
Oh, no, yeah, right, in the new business. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the donated water tank, this trailer that's out there. The trailer, we have a title for it now. The tank is a 275-gallon tank, and the bed of this trailer is a truck bed trailer, and the bed itself is a part that's probably worth about $1,000 as a part for people who are going to refurbish a pickup truck that's of that vintage. So we're going to suggest $1,000 for that rather than to have some sort of a eBay type auction. Listed as for sale at $1,000.
Yeah, that's kind of our consensus.
Is that what you think?
Sure.
Put it out.
Does that include the water tank too?
Sure, absolutely.
Everything. Yeah. Okay, all in. One thing, all in. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so then who's going to take care of that?
I will.
Okay, is Facebook you want to do?
We'll do Facebook, we'll do an email blast out.
Okay. Yes, he has a Facebook page for the operations side of the fire department, right? That's basically what your Facebook page is. you know, your family, your wife runs the Facebook page. It's not really an official part of us.
Right. I think we put on the Walker, the Walker Fire one.
Okay.
And then we'll link it.
Okay. Okay.
Because it comes through.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to get confused. Mm-hmm. That Facebook page is not the face of our board.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
And
no, it's true. Even if Conrad wants to pick up on that and put it up through his list,
that's correct.
Yeah,
link,
okay.
Link,
I think it should be initiated through WPA.
We can do it. I'm not sure exactly what you want to do, but we can do whatever.
Yeah, we can put it up.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
And pictures. A couple pictures would be great.
Okay.
You can see that right away.
And then, as I asked Bud when he first came in here, I have, there's another trailer that we own. That is, I took away from here because it was getting filled up with people who were just dumping garbage in it all the time. So we own a trailer that's, I think, is a 16-foot trailer. I'll have to measure it to be sure.
When you say we, you mean the
WFBA? We, the WFBA.
Okay.
Just when I'm sitting here, I'm we on the FBA.
You are the royal we. Okay, fair enough.
So I'll check to see who owns that, and then we'll decide what to do with that thing, too. All right. Okay, Potato Patch Building.
I talked to Kurt the other day. They have decided that they're going to do try to replicate the big bug station,
okay.
So a single bay, but with enough space so that Roger can do some storage and equipment storage and stuff
okay.
up there. So they're most comfortable going that way. They're just right now they're doing paperwork and figuring out all that stuff. But they say they're still on track for starting construction in spring or late winter and.
Okay.
And then hopefully have it done by fire season.
How are they going to fund it?
They're going to charge everybody $300.
An assessment.
Terrible.
Oh, interesting.
Everybody has a lot having a $300 assessment. So I thought there was 120, but Kurt said there was 130. So
mm-hmm.
whatever, 120 lives. So what's that, 36?
$4,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So that would be enough to do the one bay by itself.
Okay.
And they could afford that and pay for it themselves, I think. Is the way they're headed right now.
Okay. Any other discussions about these topics?
The dimensions that he's talking about, just as a quick refresh, the first truck in there is going to be a small pickup truck, so the building will be look
huge.
Empty.
Right.
But as we go forward and evolve or whatever, it can accommodate a water tender. The Big Bug substation has a water tender, so if we ever go that route, it should be able to accommodate an engine if we ever go that route. If we ever upgrade from engine 86, then I would want to put 86 up in the Big Bug station. In the Potato Patch station.
And is that the ultimate type of vehicle? What is that? Is that a type of
vehicle?
What's engine 86?
Engine 86 is our structure vehicle.
That's type 1?
Yes, that's
okay.
Type 1.
Okay, and that really would be the ultimate type of vehicle to have out there?
It's not that it's the ultimate. I don't know what the ultimate is. There's
$500,000.
There's many birds with one stone in terms of, we've had structure fires up there, one.
Right.
We get ISO points, two.
Mm-hmm.
We've accomplish multiple things.
More out of a Type 1 than out of a water tender.
We get no ISO benefit from the Type 6. We would, I think, potentially get, operationally, there's no real advantage to the water tender in terms of, or there's less advantage, because we have access to their water system.
Okay, gotcha.
We used it on both fires that we had up there in the spring/summer.
Mm-hmm.
So an engine, if we had an extra one,
okay,
would be optimal.
Makes more sense. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So the dimensions for this proposed station would accommodate engine 86 in length?
15 by 25, if they're gonna mimic it, 15 by 25.
Right. Just the same as the one next to your house.
Okay. And that's, it will accommodate engine 86 in length?
That's a big one. Right.
Okay. Just to cross my mind what I forgot about. We need to determine if we have an autofill situation going on with the propane. Who wants to? Can you check on that? Okay. To see if we have if it's autofill. We have plenty of propane out here. And how about the generator? Do we have a regular maintenance contract with the generator?
Not really. No. When I installed it,
but it's like the Generac, right? I mean, every month it runs.
Every week it should actually.
Yeah.
Oh, every week.
But somebody had turned it off.
Oh.
Remember somebody shut it down? That's why it didn't go on that one time.
Right.
Because somebody was messing with it. So, but I don't know if you want to put a lock on it or include it in your regular maintenance schedule or how it works. But
okay.
You're supposed to maintain it like every so many hours, and I don't think it's a.
What the maintenance is? Well, with continuous running. It requires an oil and filter change after 250 hours of
right.
continuous running. Okay, and that should come on for 15 minutes once a week. Make sure that the batteries are charged. We've got a trickle feed going into it, and all the rest of it is just
okay.
preventative maintenance.
And that's propane, right?
A runoff
yeah,
propane.
Yeah.
Bennett was the one that came out and hooked that up for us.
Okay,
great.
Okay, all right. Okay, the new business nominating committee, we need to form a nominating committee. The board positions that are up are Plumer's, which you have filled, yours, and Rudy's. And all three of you have indicated that you're going to run again, but there'll be other people that I'm sure that are going to want to run. So we need to get a nominating committee. You shouldn't be on the nominating committee. You shouldn't be on the nominating committee.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So who? Okay. So what we need is a chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who wants to chair the nominating committee? You could. You want to chair the nominating?
How
committee?
Much you going to pay me?
Just about double what you're getting right
yeah,
now.
Oh, all right. Cool.
What that means is just making sure we just send out emails to the community.
Okay, I'll do that.
Basically says we are looking for candidates.
Okay, I'll get with you and you fill me in.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
I should have something on my computer that I shot
okay.
out last year. Okay.
Okay. And then refer to the bylaws. I think there's rules in there for the nominating committee. Terry,
yeah, that's good.
Okay.
I think what we'll do is we'll have Chris put the candidate bio form online. People can actually pick
okay.
up.
Well, okay, yeah, but I think it's not the, you know, 10-page thing it used to be. It's
right,
just,
right.
Yeah, okay.
Just like a 2-paragraph is plenty.
Okay.
Because it goes into the newsletter.
Okay. Any other items, new business things that you want to talk about?
You have 8 minutes, so whatever.
Okay. Got an hour and 8 minutes. What are you talking about? So
oh, no.
It says 11.
10 o'clock.
It says 11.
We're going to have to fix that.
Okay. All right. Community announcements. Anybody? WCAA? No community announcements? Nothing coming up?
I would again ask you to think about forming a separate fire department for liability purposes. And I noticed in the newsletter, just like we today, we're bragging that we've got the money in there. I think as a minimum, you ought to vote to restrict something, you know, like a couple hundred thousand, and then say our operating account is, or just show the monthly income and outgo. But when you say we have $300,000, you're just telling people to sue us. That kind of
thing. I agree with that.
Thanks.
Okay. Anybody else, Bud?
It's not a community announcement.
Oh, no, I think he slipped us into public comment.
Sorry. I still didn't hear anything about the generator being taken care of as far as the maintenance thing goes. I know we need to know, you know, what it is and how many hours, but we need to have somebody doing it. My estimation, we ought to get somebody in here on a yearly basis.
Yeah.
Just do them a health check on everything and be done with it. It does take a pro to get that stuff done right. And physically, I just don't need to get into doing repairs.
Right.
Okay. That's
you can change the oil yourself, and it does tell you.
Well,
it's a self-diagnosis all the time. So
okay.
Every time it runs. But he's right. He probably should get
somebody
who knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what I'm doing.
you're the facilities guy for the board, right?
No, he is now.
No, he's not on the board. You're on the board.
Oh, facility guy.
I thought he was a station board.
Yeah, but you're the facility guy.
He's so he's got two jobs.
That's right.
That's right.
All right, we'll figure it out.
called out by Roger and building maintenance and outside things like that. I'm not in it as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I've got enough to do without that.
Sure, sure. Okay.
But there are some building problems that we probably ought to take care of. And who do I talk to about that?
What kind of problems are you talking about?
In charge of the maintenance of the building and groundskeeping.
Well, when I took over treasury, I was completely under the impression I was giving that up. So
mm-hmm.
It was going to be a new appointment. I thought it was you had that appointment.
I volunteered to do whatever you wanted me to do, but nobody said.
Okay.
Stuff.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. We'll figure this out in a minute here. Okay. Good point. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
No, I just was curious who put in the generator, because usually they will do an annual contract and check it out and everything.
We did it in house.
Yeah.
Me and Harry.
Yeah.
You should be able to find somebody.
Yeah, you don't want to ask me.
No, there's going to be somebody in the Prescott area that does generator, and Generac is the most popular brand, and it's, so there's going to be somebody up here that will do the maintenance.
There's a number of people.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Anything else, Victoria?
Nope.
You had a question.
Yeah, I got lost in the train.
Roger.
Me? I'm Roger.
I'm sorry. You were talking about an IMF bag or IMFT bag or something back over here, and I didn't know what you were talking about.
Sure. So IMT stands for Incident Management Team. Those are when you read, a fire is big enough that you read about it, it's run by an incident management team. And so there's a whole bunch of different positions. One of our guys, actually a couple of our guys, are very involved in that, and one of them has a role where he's essentially the medical officer. It's a different title, but he's essentially the medical officer. And when he goes, it's mostly administrative. He takes a backpack-looking thing over there that is loaded with paramedic equipment, and that earns us a daily wage to the department. It may or may not get used on the incident, but it's there getting paid.
Fair enough. Okay.
So
I just didn't know what we were talking about. So.
Right.
Anything else?
Well, I've got this wild, crazy idea. First of all, my name is Rex. It's my wife, Terry. We live up to the potato patch over at 2840 East Tunnel Road. We've been here about a year now.
You're not law enforcement, are you?
Retired.
Aha.
Optimum word is tired. The part, but about a year since we got to live through those two fires that were like 200 years away from
right.
The plant.
Right.
Sure. And I kept looking up towards the other edge of my property there, and located, I got right at the corner of my property, is this thing called a fire hydrant that comes up out of the ground that belongs to the Potato Patch Water Company, I presume. And I had this crazy idea, I think I spoke to you about it one day. Perhaps if I built a kiosk or a gondola up there and carried it, put a little pad in there, and made it so it's accessible, little stairs going up to it, and maybe personally just maintain it and keep it nice. Perhaps the Walker Fire Department or Fire Protection Association consider maybe putting one of those hose packs up there, and we could just keep it up there. So in the event that one of those seven cabins and or homes that are within 150 feet of that fire hydrant, should we have a structured fire up there, all of us, though we're full time, we're year round, that may be present could access it immediately, use it immediately while waiting on the response team from down below here, and maybe perhaps a little training along with it, right? Save a structure or maybe even a life or something, right? Just kind of a wild, crazy idea, so I'm throwing it out here officially today for consideration.
Okay. Thanks, Rex. Anything else?
Nope. That's it.
I was just wondering about volunteer opportunities. Within the Fire Protection Association.
Or Walker Day, perhaps?
No, not really. Maybe I come from a legal background, an administrative background, so I didn't know if there was any, if the firehouse ever needed any administrative assistance or, I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. And again, we are year round, so if there's something that, I could do, I've done a lot of marketing. I'd be happy to work with you on something, but our summer's rec. He volunteers as a track coach, and his pole vaulting season is like February to June.
Right.
So once he's done with track, we're gone, and so like June, July, August, we don't plan on being here a whole lot, you know, but I have Zoom and Skype and I can telecommute. But if there's anything, you know, I don't know, Roger, if you guys ever have any needs at the firehouse, administrative, even, you know, some firing or whatever, I'd be interested in, you know, putting in a couple of hours here and there.
Cool. Okay. Okay. Anything else?
No,
sir. Okay. The process is generally we get the comments and then we'll address them now after at the end, so there's not back and forth conversations, because it gets convoluted right when we do that. The generator sounds like we have an issue here in the building, so we need somebody on the board that's going to be responsible for the building and making sure that the contracts and things are that there are maintenance things that need to be done. I thought you were still doing that, but that's fine if you're not. Steve?
I don't know what needs to be done, but I can figure it out.
Okay. So get together with Bud, okay. All right? Because Bud's the on the scene guy.
I can help in the fact that we're obviously full-time as well. We can come in. I can be available. I just can't come down and babysit contractors. I just
don't
have the time.
Okay.
But I can come down and I can pay them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I can do that.
Right. That's true.
All right. So, but I think Sumner, some plumber, Bloomer, whatever his name was starting to make a list of these types of things that, you know, that we needed to have. I guess he's still around someplace. I don't know if he has any contact with him. Mark Aaron might be able to find him. It'd be interesting to know what he had on his list, because he never shared that with
right.
when he went away. And he was starting to do those kinds of things, you know, with the generator, you know, the alarm system and that kind of stuff.
He had a spreadsheet going.
Mm-hmm. So we may not have to reinvent that wheel, Steve, if you don't mind stepping up and do that. And Bud can fill you in, is the kind of things. Bud's been around here a long time, and he knows what some of this stuff needs to be done. And you and Roger will work with, you'll work with Bud in terms of what's going on, right? Roger and Bud, you know, Roger's actually the point of contact, Steve, and Roger's the point of contact. Bud will be the guy that fills in the information, okay? Rex, you talked about two things. You asked about the IMT, which Roger answered. Okay, the fire hydrants that are up those standpipes that are up there,
right.
They're not really fire hydrants. Are they 2-inch? Pipe?
There's a whole network of them. There's quite a few that will accommodate 2.5-inch, and then a bunch that are then smaller from there. I got a tour. I don't remember the fellow's name, but I got a tour of all of them, and there's a couple of 2.5-inch. That are very strategically placed, and really that's the one that we, you know, have to remember where they are. Beyond that, what's that, you know, check it out type of thing, but quite a few of them are not adequate, but yeah.
Right, but they have 30,000 gallons of water or more?
I've heard numbers all over the place.
Yeah,
I've heard 60.
Okay, 230,000 gallon tanks, right? Yeah, okay. So,
and it's filled by a well?
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
They,
okay.
You know, they,
it's a
they
massive facility.
It's massive, yeah.
Right.
And they're upgrading it all the time. And they're all constantly working on it, you know, at the potato patch. I have some thoughts. Our lawyer sitting in the room here, so that's good that he's here. that water system, yeah. That water system is a potato patch system, right?
Correct.
I think that, you know, us as a, I'm just talking here off the top of my head, is that I think you could, if you wanted to get a red line and our line up there to hook up there, do that on yourself. I don't know that we as a fire department would want to put something up there that people who aren't trained as firefighters and under Roger's supervision would use to put out a fire. But if you wanted to did something on your own like that, I don't know that, you know, it's not a bad idea necessarily. I had to talk to Bill a little bit more about that, whether or not if we gave you equipment to hook into a fire, a water system that we don't own and don't have any control over, And then, you know, you go out there and you know, you're spraying water on a propane tank that blows up, that, you know, I don't know that it would put us in a precarious position. Is that, Bill? Are you?
Well, they're making some notes. Yeah, one, you'd need permission to use the water, just like when you went around and got all of us to,
yeah,
said we could use our tank. Okay, so that's easy enough to give permission. Number two, yeah, you could store equipment up there if you built a shed. I mean, you know, that would be fine. Number three, the rats could volunteer and then at least be trained, okay? Or you just have official equipment in a shed with a very flimsy lock, and if there was an actual fire and he broke the lock, well, do that.
I think I was interested in kind of a three-part thing, and you covered all three, was to get communication going with the potato water cache, and I'm confident there's no issue there at all. Two, since it would only service about seven properties, the third aspect, which is probably the most important with Roger, would be to, you know, not just have the equipment on hand, but just put together a day, one day, and have all seven property owners there so that Roger or his designee could give us some training on it. So that way, any one of the seven could be there. The liability would be greatly diminished because the training did take place. The equipment was state-of-the-art. It was maintained. But he's buying me to be a log and everything else. So I think that the exposures would be limited, but I think the benefits would be astronomical.
You know, again, I'm just thinking about it, but there's a set of liabilities that go with that. And if somebody was to get hurt or something, it seems to me it'd be almost better just to go right to Kurt, the potato patch HOA, and say, hey, we want to do this. And then buy our own hose and our own nozzles, and then have these guys come up and put on a training class. But then the liability is not on the Walker Fire Department. It belongs to
potato
patch, where all of it's going to take place.
Do it all under the auspices of
with Kurt.
Dealing with Kurt and
yeah.
Yeah. And then you have to worry about what's water pressure. If it's, say, if it's a spreading fire or something like that, and you get a, what's it going to do to your water pressure? Can your pumps work? Will you guys be able to work, do your job if somebody, so if a couple people over there, you know that?
Unless they're out of water, it's not really going to be an issue. Their only concern to me with any of this is the liability. I can't fathom how, you know, giving them equipment, it's not about wanting them to do it or not wanting to do it. It's hard to imagine that we avoid liability giving them equipment, no matter what.
I mean, it's not that, the equipment's not that expensive. You can go buy a used fire hose at the auctions down in Phoenix, where they're cheap, and nozzles and stuff. I mean, it's not like we're talking about a whole lot. It's probably talking about $200 to $300, $400 or something.
Yes,
yeah.
We're really paranoid having
mm-hmm.
merge
yeah.
up here and
yeah.
two
right.
fires
right.
and dispersion.
Sure.
Like,
yeah, lucky you.
Like,
right. Yeah, lucky
just so
you.
You know, it's unusual.
Yeah.
Right. Statistically, it's
frightening.
Way beyond probability, yes.
Yeah.
But I do want to ask that, you know, as far as the equipment donation, when you spoke earlier, you addressed perhaps donating some equipment or having it taken apart, either drug or well, there's an inherent liability in that.
Mm-hmm.
When we were on the police department, I was responsible for donation of older equipment to less fortunate departments. As you said, agencies, various agencies didn't quite have enough. And there was no liability in that. You get private donors all the time. They're donating money. Just donating money. Is there a liability in money? No. Nor is there in donating an old barter truck either. People have to inherently accept responsibility for receiving the donation.
I'm no lawyer. To me, that's just the question. It's a liability problem or it isn't. But,
right. Yeah.
If you give them money
you know is defective,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Well, yeah,
that's
a
different matter. Okay, but if I think my pickup truck works and I give it to the fire department and you guys use it, yeah, if it breaks down 6 months later,
right.
If I knew the axle was ready to fall off, then I have liability.
Okay, well, I think the sense here is that that's a good idea, right? We just have to figure out how to do it.
Right, and I'll just say real quickly, Bill, it seems to me like if we do, in fact, provide some 2.5-inch hose, whatever, it's going to take a couple hundred feet of this stuff, and we do, in fact, do an official training. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to absorb, and that's just, it's not just about removing the liability, but keeping you guys from getting hurt.
For sure.
You know, yeah, it's two pronged here, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
How big is the outlet? That's yours.
It's an inch and a half one.
Oh, that's it.
That's like a garden hose. That's like one.
Garden bigger than three quarters.
Yeah. Okay. Good point. All right.
Yep.
Anything else from the board? Steve?
Do you want me to get with Kurt on this?
Sure. You're a potato patch guy, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's a potato patch guy, too.
Yeah. He's on my next to him. I just on the roof.
Okay.
If you want
full time out there?
No.
I would say you need to make more noise because we don't know what you're
talking. Pretty quiet guy.
I'll get to Kurt and
yeah, we're great, too. I'd be happy to work with both of you. We'll do whatever we need to do. Just to me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
That second fire was right straight out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Yeah. The Christmas trees were burning. It was time to leave our home.
Okay. Have a motion.
I'd like to make a motion this time that we adjourn the January board meeting.
Second.
Whoa, man, that was powerful.
What are you trying?
Gary woke up for that.
All in favor?
Aye.